Welcome back to another special episode of $2 Creature Feature, an actual play Monster of the Week podcast with Althaven. I'm your host and keeper of mysteries, Mr. Ray, and I use they, he pronouns. I should also admit today that if my voice sounds any different, it's because I am fighting a mother trucker of a cold. But, you know, it may also make my voice sound more luxurious and cool. And it'll sound that way as long as we edit out all the times that I cough. Anyways, with me today is my wonderful, amazing, spectacular cast. Cast, would you like to introduce yourselves?
It is a very good narrator voice right now. I am Laura, she, her. I am playing Janine, she, her, who is the athlete and tries hard to avoid colds because it affects her athletic performance.
Perfect, Ella. Hi, I'm Megan, she, her, and I'm playing Reno. She's just a person, and don't worry about it.
And I'm Nye. I'm currently on a computer held together by spit dreams and whatever constitutes the Scottish spirit, which is just complaining all the time. And I play Moth. She, her pronouns. I use he, him pronouns. And yeah, let's do this shit, all right? I've just done staying alive on this computer to keep it going, so let's go, all right?
All right, let's do it.
you ever tried to give mouth-to-mouth to a motherboard? It hurts.
Tingly.
I can taste the electricity.
My lips are all tingly. It's wonderful. All right. So last time we had a formal meeting of the entire group and everybody got along great. Nothing happened. The fire escape definitely didn't fall off the building. We almost didn't, you know, have half the party die in the third episode. Half? There's three of us, so I mean, I guess that's
if one of us
Reno
like,
would only
takes
half
one and
die.
A... Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Janine almost died and Reno half died, so.
Don't know my life cycle.
Oh god, I do, and it hurts me so much.
This isn't even your final form.
Stop reading my file, Moth. It's personal.
Darling, everything's personal when it comes to me.
Nothing in Reno's file is truly redacted. Reno just got their file once and just like started coloring in the lines with marker.
Yeah, I made my own notes. Wrong.
We tried to edit it, but it went a bit wrong. We ended up just having a piece of paper with full black bars. So we've compromised. Yeah. even the prepositions were questionable.
I kind of want that for Patreon now.
Like, Reno's file.
Reno's file.
Hey folks, join our Patreon. We will give you a piece of paper that's just got black bars on it. We're giving you a barcode.
I'll put some Reno secrets
that's
on there.
That's value.
That is value.
I'll put some Reno secrets in there.
Oh, I forgot how capitalism works. Sorry. Wait, let me just reconfigure my brain. There we go. Now it makes sense.
Yeah, speaking of capitalism, there we go. I'm running on NyQuil right now. NyQuil, I love you, you big fucking Q. Anyways, it's an old, God, I can't even remember his name.
It's a Dennis Leary bit. No,
it's
I got
Dennis
you,
Leary
I bit. Got
yeah,
you.
Yeah, thank you, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, anyways, so there was a giant big red sky beam blasting out of Reno, the city, not the character. Although I'm going to mark that down for a future mystery.
I'm not doing it again.
Yeah, so...
You're in rave mode.
The system is down. The system is down.
But yeah, there's a big red sky beam. And... you know, Moth got a call from Falco, who was a librarian who stumbled in on the group post-violence. And Moth had assigned Falco to deliver the said bodies to agents of Hyperion. And Falco was calling to say, yeah, that happened. It went okay. But then Falco went to the observatory and found out that there's another one of those things. Only it's more like a T-Rex. And now we open on our team.
Am I still on the phone with Falco? I can't remember. I can't remember what our last conversation was. Should I just repeat? Oh, what if I completely by accident repeat the exact same conversation? That would be honestly cooler.
I think where we left off, if my notes are correct, where we left off, Falco literally just said, "There's a T-Rex."
That sounds like something I would do. Just leave it on a good hanger there.
A good coat hanger. Anyway. Right. Okay. So it's a T-Rex. Is there anything noteworthy about this T-Rex, or is it just a T-Rex?
It looked like one of those things, only it's much, much larger, and it has horns, like one giant one sticking out of its nose, and then like six more sticking down the sides of where its eyes should be.
Right.
And it's frankly unsettlingly large. It's maybe one story, two stories tall.
Right.
Two stories, one and a half, two stories tall. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I was cleaning my nails. Totally. It's fine. Yeah, that's not that surprising, I guess. We can deal with that. Just don't die. Don't die, because then I got to write a report on you, and that's going to be a nightmare and a half. So just don't die. We'll be there in, like, how long will it take? 5 minutes? Wait, what am I doing? Why am I looking at my wrist? I don't own a watch. Never mind. Okay.
Should I just go? Like, just
no, no, no. I'm coming to get you. No, stay right there.
Okay.
Moving the T-Rex will be the least of your concerns. Right. Okay. Bye bye. Ciao.
I'm moving what? And the phone light goes dead.
All right, kids. We gotta go deal with a T-Rex. So pack up your stuff. Reno, put that down.
No, this is nice. Mine now. I need it. Joel's cool with it, though. I've borrowed his stuff before. I'm ready. And she's just holding, like, this kitchen knife that she just got. She's just, like, rummaged through. I'm ready. Okay. What are we taking on?
Okay, first of all, that's not Joel's knife. That's my knife. I got it as a birthday present from my sister. And second of all, what do we need knives for? Moth, I don't know. You were asked. There was something about a T-Rex. Which I'm
scariest
assuming
thing is the relationship you have with your sister. Jeez. I guess. Yeah, we can deal with the T-Rex. I guess.
But that's like like code for something, right?
It's a special code for kill the fucking T-Rex. Real complex vernacular we got going on here.
Like a dinosaur.
Well, maybe a dinosaur. Maybe it's an alien that's taken the form of a dinosaur. Maybe it's from a dimension where dinosaurs became the dominant species on Earth. Maybe it's some kind of strange animatronic created by a mad scientist. Or maybe it's just a fucking T-Rex. Like, I don't know. I don't get paid enough to ask, you know, the specifics of what I'm shooting at, so.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's nobody that I know of in the city who's capable of making an animatronic that would be convincing as a T-Rex. I mean, that's just
that you know of.
All right.
Hi. Reno's just kind of jumping up. Hi, lady.
Yeah, stop. No.
No. Go. Okay. Can I borrow your knife?
I mean, sure, but
okay. Thank you. I'm ready.
Okay. But if there's actually a T-Rex, that I feel like a kitchen knife is not going to do a whole lot. Don't you have...
Just Lair, don't...
It's an emotional support knife.
Don't question it. It's not worth your time.
I can't eat everything.
You will lose sleep over it, Janie. Janine, you're going to lose sleep over it. Just don't question Reno. Don't question Reno. Just don't.
I'm right here. Yeah. What?
I know you are, and that's why things are difficult right now.
Okay, but like, you know, like, it's like you're talking like I'm not here. I am here. I'm going to go hang out with Gator. Gator respect.
Go hang out with the dog, yeah. Right, you got anything, Janine? You packing any heat?
What? Okay. Good boy. I mean, no. I, I have a pocket knife, and I have this, and she hoists her field hockey stick again.
I mean, okay, first off, you need to apologize to Reno, because at least she's bringing something that's longer than whatever the fuck this dinky thing is. And second, right, you know, hon, it's fine. Let's just go. I'm not a fighter.
This is not like you're the one dragging me into this. I don't know how to fight a fucking dinosaur.
Hey, listen, it's fine. Shh, shh, shh. It's all right. Okay, I'm shushing all of you now. Okay, we're just gonna get in the car. I'm gonna send you up front, and I will deal with it. I have a special tool for dealing with things like this. Don't worry.
All right, I'm picturing like a giant stun gun. So I mean, like we shouldn't kill it, right? Like a dinosaur. If there's a dinosaur, that's important news. Janine is starting to walk towards the door and gather herself up as she's continuing to say that.
I kind of ate one already, though. So I'm sorry. You wanted to keep one?
You ate a T-Rex?
No, stop. Do not do that. Those ones we fought.
I might have some bits left.
No, that's no.
Okay. All right. She's going through a lot right now, and I think that we need to be very supportive. I think our employee onboarding could use some help.
Yeah, I definitely want a conversation with HR after this is dealt with.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to be honest. Janine, yes, I'm going to call you by a name, and I think that's better. Hi, Janine. HR, they're kind of jerks, but that's okay. Hey, maybe you can get a bunk near mine. I have a cool bunk.
We're
work buddies now. I have a work friend now, Moth.
Oh, boy.
I'm so happy for you, Reno. I'm skipping with joy. Okay. Now let's get in the fucking car, please.
It's Reno going, work friend, work friend.
What you waiting for? Sorry. Just the tone you were doing that, and I'm like, I can't. Sorry.
Oh God.
I couldn't resist. I had to bring character for that one.
I love it.
Yes. Janine grabs her field hockey stick and an extremely beat up bag from the floor, which I mean, at least Reno, maybe also Moth, can smell is just absolutely rank in the way that like only a teenager's like athletic equipment can ever be rank. And she's gonna haul that with her.
Luckily, Reno's working with the flat face right now. Oh wait, you're right. Okay, 1 second. And she starts to contort her gray alien self back into her unnerving, maybe a child version. Well, that was a close one.
Could I ask if you do that? Like you deflate like a balloon as you're changing back.
Like, it's definitely like inflation and deflation. Like, okay.
Do you like sort of like shoot around the room as they...
Oh gosh. Not in front of strangers.
That's polite. That's surprisingly polite.
Yeah. I was told it was quote unnerving unquote. So now she's back into her like odd child with like her little space buns and her oversized sweatshirt, and oh, her shoes are gone again.
Oh. Gator boofs and then licks your face.
You're my work friend too. But also, okay, don't tell Janine, but you rank a little higher. I have everyone ranked. Moth's on the bottom. Okay, let's go.
There's all a right, joke I can make there, but I'm just not going to go there. Right, okay.
Janine is going to shoo you both out of the door ahead of her.
And then
as she closes the door, she takes a milk bone out of her pocket, throws it across the room, and... while Gator is distracted going after the milk bone, she closes the door real fast. I'm not bringing him into even more danger today.
Right, yeah, no, he goes right after the bone and falls for it every time.
Every time. It's remarkable.
Janine, if I get real beat up, will you put me in a bucket and bring me back to Gator?
I mean, I'll probably take you to a clinic.
Oh God, no. I felt better after he licked me. I think your dog has alien healing powers.
Oh, I mean, I think everybody feels better after a dog licks them. I felt way better though.
Like I stopped bleeding.
There's so many jokes I can make right now, but we don't have the time. Let's just get going.
Okay, just don't forget my bucket. Okay.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
My name is Johnny. And I'm the host, executive producer, and Prince of Lies for the Monsters Playbook. What's the Monsters Playbook? It's an actual play Monster of the Week podcast set in my hometown of Minneapolis, Minnesota, where no monster can hurt you as badly as you can hurt yourself. It's a character-focused adventure where you'll meet Kira Ashwood, a journalist with a cult past she's desperate to atone for, and a secret power hidden even from herself. Casey Davis, a taciturn secret agent becoming disillusioned with the agency she thought she could trust. Theo Nessos, a professional sorceress trying to escape the shadow of her powerful magical family. And Mark Clayton, a pretty haunted introvert who just wants to make sense of his powers and all the weird things that keep happening to him. This is a show where danger could just as easily come from an otherworldly threat as from the fragile emotions that anchor our characters and bind them together. If you like Buffy the Vampire Slayer, The Dresden Files, or any city-set supernatural story with monstrous threats and messy feelings, check out The Monsters Playbook. New episodes every other Tuesday, wherever you get your podcasts.
Alright then, darlings, like, get in the car and we'll just head on over. And where's the car? Oh, yeah, my car's totaled. Oh, jeez. Okay.
Right. We're
stealing a car. Okay,
stealing a car? I have a car.
I can call Lyft again. It'll probably be Joel. Okay, I'll do that.
I was going to say.
Please don't.
If you want to, Joel's car, absolutely. Like, he left his keys. Like in the sun visor,
in the ignition.
No, it's in the sun visor because you know he's straight out of the 80s.
So much safer. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, we're taking Joel's car then.
All right, you're gonna take the heat for that.
I take the heat for everything, darling. Don't you worry. All right, let's get inside. Moosey on over.
All right.
Where's my? Oh shit, Ray. I might have to retcon something here. I've had a suitcase this whole time. Like a briefcase sort of thing.
I don't think that
it's
conflicts with anything.
Yeah, I don't think that conflicts.
No,
with
it doesn't.
Anything.
Yeah, cool.
Specifically said at some point, Agent Moth uses her two empty hands to punch Janine with.
Of course, yeah, she drops it every time we get into combat.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
As we bundle into the car and start driving, Janine will dump out her bag into the like footwell of the car, which only increases the stench, unfortunately.
I have a nose now. Oh no.
I'm sorry. It just like it kind of seems like I'm gonna need this.
Okay, I'll be fine.
And she straps to her elbows and knees some ancient but still in good shape pads.
Oh, you are a warrior.
Oh, how did you?
Yeah, you put that on.
The camera pans down and the side of the bag says Albertson High School Warriors.
Oh my God, I love it.
I do want to interject that the Warriors mascot is a Spartan and not some native. Like, that's...
Oh, yeah, 100%.
I thought it was going to be something even dumber. Like, it's literally just, like, something that has nothing to do with any... Like, it's like a dog. It's like, yeah, we're the Warriors. It's like, why is it a dog then? It has to be theme-related. Like, they just never understood why you have mascots. So it's like, yeah, we're the Oranges. Why is it a fish?
I would so argue with you on this, but literally... Cleveland's team is called the Browns, and their helmet color is orange. So
exactly, yeah, I know American football.
It's so dumb. Yes, I'm coming out here controversially saying, Cleveland Browns, your mascot's dumb. Figure your shit out.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay. So you all are driving down the freeway, and you're driving towards the Skybeam, which, you know, seemingly, like, you know, as far as traffic goes, like, most of the traffic is driving away from it. There are a few police squad cars that are heading that way. You know, lights fully on. Are you going to pull off to the side, or are you going to follow after them?
I can deal with them. It's fine. Don't worry about it. Let's just keep going.
Okay. Yeah, you can keep up with their speed. And it's actually pretty convenient because... You know, people pull off to the side, and so as long as you stay close behind, like, you know, you can get right there. So you get up to this observatory, which from the telescope, like, that's coming out of the dome of the building, like, you can see that is the source of this beam.
Hmm.
But in front of it, you see there is a large, like, truck pulling a trailer, and out of the trailer you can see there is this large creature that is understandably about, well, we've never seen one, but it is what one would assume would be quote unquote T-Rex size. But it does resemble a lot like those orange raptor creatures you were fighting earlier. And I should describe this building. Like, in front of it is like a big circle drive, and there's like some kind of monument in the front of it. You know, and you know, it's this brass kind of statue. And there are several police cars, squad cars pulled up. There's also a van in the parking lot, and on the side of the van is like a really psychedelic looking, like, Wizard 70 style mural on the side of it. And you know, you can see Falco kind of like hiding behind the van watching this unfold as this T-Rex, like, there are several police squad cars in front of this T-Rex firing their guns at it, and this T-Rex just bends down and with its mouth picks up one of the cars and just flings it across the parking lot, and the car explodes into an inferno. Welcome to season 3.
That's what we're supposed to deal with?
Yeah, more or less. Right, go deal with it.
I could try to eat it. I have already eaten. So I'm also a little full. Also, it's very giant and will probably eat me first. I mean, I've had challenges where I'm like, who's going to eat first? And usually I win, but I don't know if I'd win on this one. Also, there's police.
Reno, listen, listen, darling. Look, this is Janine's time to shine. This is her introduction to the, this is her practice. So Janine, off you go. She gives her a gentle push on the back. Go. You go deal with this.
Janine, you're a warrior.
go, rah, rah. Warriors always wear a bra.
That is an interesting joke. That's a little different than the one I heard on my...
No, I love it, Laura. That has to be Janine's, like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a
mixed school as well.
That's specifically the parody school chant that the team made up and got suspended for using at pep rally once.
Here's Here's the thing, though. I love the idea that it's like, it's the Scottish logic of like, we want to show how manly we are. That's why we put on fucking skirts. And that's why we run into battle with our skirts flowing in the wind. Yeah, it's the same logic, you know?
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know, considers it a very serious warrior chant.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. Rah, rah. Rah, 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 rah.
I need everybody to make a cool roll for me.
Oh no! Just be in here,
Ray. You know I always, always succeed on a cool roll. Nah, he does. I don't know about Moth. I got an 11, so yeah, I do say that, Ray.
My daughter's gonna be so thrilled that this group finally has some cool.
well, I mean, this group always had cool. Our characters didn't.
I think.
Nice.
So Reno got an 8. And Janine did as well.
Okay. So you see this T-Rex bend its head back and like almost like gills open up in the side of its neck. And it lets out this inhuman roar and the ground around you shakes. And, you know, the stones of the asphalt are bouncing up and down. And you can feel this rumbling deep in your chest or whatever your equivalency of a chest is in Reno's case.
And a chamber.
For Moth, like, you don't feel indifference. Like, you just hear the sound, but you've seen scarier stuff and you keep your head on your shoulders. For Janine and Reno, you can feel... basically, your whole world is this sound, and you have to cover your ears or ear equivalency in Reno's case. Like, once again,
I have my human ears right now.
Oh, okay.
Ear equivalency.
Nice. And yeah, I mean, you can feel like the trickle of blood coming from your ears. Reno, what color is your blood?
It's black.
Yeah, so there's kind of a black ichor coming
from your
ears. To get
by
the
censorship, you know?
Yeah,
exactly. Pulling that old Evil Dead 2.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Reno can bleed lots. Don't worry about it.
But yeah, you don't take any damage, but right now you're stunned. So you kind of have that, like, your ears are ringing after it's bellowed. And you can see the police officers, like, around the area, like, are on their knees, like, crying out, like, and their ears are also bleeding.
I need earmuffs.
More than
Moth
stunned.
Will pull out a cigarette from her pocket, just, like, put in her mouth, light it. Well, that was boring, right?
Okay.
And she'll, how far is this T-Rex thing from the characters, us?
I'd probably say about a good 40 yards.
Okay. Right then, kiddos, Mama Bear's going to leave you and you can deal with this. I'm just going to go get ready and off you pop. Go.
Janine just looks incredulous for a moment.
Hey, look, sweetheart, sometimes you're going to have to fight things in awkward situations. Now use that stick of yours and go swat that thing.
I would like to read a bad situation.
Yes, please do.
Janine's been in an unceasing bad situation since she's met these two.
Dear God, what is happening? Oh, that is not my best stat. That's another 8. Or no, wait, no, it's not. Sorry, that's a 7.
Oh, okay. On a 7 to 9, you hold one.
One question, huh? Best way in, best way out. Any dangers we haven't noticed? Biggest threat? What's most vulnerable? And best way to break the biggest? I mean, we need answers to all of these.
You do need answers to all of those. Unfortunately, I can only give you the answer to one.
Yeah, yeah. So does it, I guess, but just for my general picture of this before I ask a question. The T-Rex is like, you said there's like a big truck. The T-Rex is outside of the truck at this point. Like, it's not, it's not like contained in any way,
No, it's not contained. Okay. Like, okay. Logically, you could kind of, like, I mean, if you had to guess, the T-Rex was transported here in the truck. And
okay. And now it is out of it.
Yeah, now it's out of it. And, you know, it may seem like it's sort of guarding the front door.
Okay. All right. There's a T-Rex. There's also like this weird sky beam. She's like trying for some situational awareness here because it seems like that's what Agent Moth would do. So are there any dangers we haven't noticed?
Yes. Do you want me to go? I should probably elaborate.
I thought there might be.
Yeah, that's because that really isn't a yes or no question, is it? So yeah, I think you're thinking about this and you're taking the time so you can kind of figure out that whoever is doing this, like somebody is creating the sky beam. It's not a natural occurrence. Somebody is pulling the strings to this situation. Somebody released those like little raptor things out into the public. And you know, this one just must be a bigger version of that. But for some reason, this one seems better trained and it's protecting like anybody from, it's protecting the person on the inside. So there is somebody else here. There has to be somebody else here. And if you could get around this T-Rex, you might be able to get to the person behind them, behind all of this.
All right. Reno, how are you at sneaking? Can you fly? You seem like maybe you could fly.
I've been working on it. So far the answer has been no, but I feel I'm getting close to maybe.
I can't wait till you take that move and you just inflate your head and you're just floating.
I am very flingable though.
Oh, well that's,
What do you need me to get? I'm kind of small and a little sticky.
Okay. Well, so here's what I'm thinking. It seems to me that there's got to be somebody inside the observatory, because somebody is making that beam happen and somebody like presumably brought the creature here in that truck, unless it can drive, which is a whole other danger I hadn't considered. So I was thinking maybe I could like distract it and kind of run around and get it away from the door, and you could try to sneak into the observatory. But I imagined you could also be very distracting if you wanted to do that the other way around.
I can. This is your first day on the job, Janine, and I feel like it would be very rude of me to make you have to be the distraction. I can take a couple chews. It's okay. I want you're like my first work friend. So, I guess second, but he's kind of also a boss. Anyway, I will make the distraction. Okay. And then later, we can have like birthday cake or something. That's what they do at work when people like each other. I have yet to get a birthday cake. I also don't know when my birthday is.
Oh, we can make up one for you.
Ah, yes. Cause you are my work friend. Okay. Yes. I will be very distracting. And you shut it up. And then Moth is going to do whatever she does. I don't know. I think she's new here. Like, I don't know. I've had lots of handlers. I don't know her thing yet.
Yeah. It sort of seems like she should be telling us what to do, but instead she's like smoking a cigarette and looking at her phone. And I gotta say, I don't think this is the way to do onboarding.
I think whenever you look like for Moth, Moth isn't there.
Oh.
She's sneaky. Oh. Okay. All right. So, Janine, you just tell me when to go, and I will be very, very distracting.
All right. What's the terrain like between here and the door? Can we see the door from where we are?
Yes, you can see the door. It's on the other side of the truck and, again, the T-Rex.
Okay. All right.
And, I mean, of course, there's also the bronze monument that is also like in the way.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna say what it is now. It's some sort of strange, like abstract art piece.
Okay. Cool.
That can look whatever you want it to look like for whatever the need is.
Excellent.
As long as it's cool.
Okay. Final question before I start moving. What is the exterior of the observatory made out of?
Concrete, marble, whatever make.
Rough or smooth concrete?
Chunky.
I mean, I want to say it's the smooth but textured concrete.
Okay.
I don't know where you're going with this, but basically like what you would expect.
Nori, you should, every building in the world should be, like, we should have a perfect description. You should get that architectural degree you keep going on about. Use it.
Well, it's English and humanities, but it's what you would expect.
That's just architecture in a different, that's architecture in a different name.
That's architecture of words.
Yeah.
And concepts.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a postmodernist-esque observatory.
Okay. All right. We know I'm just, let's like try to sneak out and separate a little bit. So we're kind of starting from slightly different places. And then on my signal, you'll start distracting, okay? And Janine does a complex series of hand gestures that look like it's probably supposed to be one of those, like, you go long, I'll do defense on that guy kinds of things.
Oh, that one's offensive.
Big fish, little fish. Cardboard box.
Okay. All right. Yes. I'm dialed in.
All right. Janine is like gonna sort of just kind of sneak around behind the vehicles, getting as close to the building as she can while definitely staying out of sight line of the T-Rex.
Okay, I will say without a further roll, you can get about 20 yards away.
Okay. All right. And Reno, you can go wherever you want.
I think Reno is just exactly where she is, as long as she can see Janine, okay. to start distraction. Okay. She's doing stretches, like like doing the pull the elbow, doing like squats, and doing her neck. It's a slightly off, like her arms like bend a little farther than a human should. The head is twists a little too much.
Well, she probably doesn't need to do them. She's just like, she's seen people do them on TV for sure. Oh,
yeah. And, I saw some agents do it.
I like to imagine like you're like a Stretch Armstrong. So when you like pull your arm, it just keeps going around you, wrap it around your body. Yeah. And
it happened again.
I mean, I think canonically you don't have a bone structure. You have your tendons and a complex set of bladders.
Yes, it's a series of fluid-filled bladders. Shout out, Kiff. God,
I forget. Yeah, we love Kiff. Kiff,
we love Kiff here.
Yeah.
Because we can all relate to Kiff.
We can all relate to Kiff.
I don't know who Kiff is.
Futurama, the green
alien. I'm going to tell you in Discord. I'm going to give you the whole Kiff thing.
All right.
Yeah.
Three-fourths of us can relate to Kiff.
Yeah. Laura, if you'd seen like even clips of Kiff, you'd be like, oh, that's me at work.
Yeah, it's being the underling under somebody.
It's being the very competent like subordinate to someone who's very not competent and just not, hating every moment of it.
Yeah, not saying our current jobs are like that, of course, but that we have all had jobs in the past that are like that in some
capacity.
Yeah,
of course, yeah.
All right. I'm sure I will know who that is when I see it. All right. Get into position. Janine scopes out the path from here to the observatory, and she gives the signal.
Just before Reno starts this, do we want to visit Moth?
Moth, do you want to reveal what you've been doing and private messaging me about, or do you want to surprise everybody?
We'll leave it. We'll surprise everybody.
All right.
I think right there, Moth's like, Oh, wait. Okay. Looking around. Melissa's there. Give me the signal. Oh, no. I didn't think of what I was going to do. Did I overpromise and underdeliver? No, I got this. And her elaborate plan is just to start just running towards the T-Rex. I'm a tasty morsel!
All right.
Just bare feet. And on the ground.
Pitter patter, pitter patter.
Yeah, pitter patter.
You know what? Roll me. Roll me act under pressure.
Charm.
Let's see how well this works.
Charm the T-Rex into eating you.
Do not make her churl charm.
You know?
That's a good thing, though. You run over and it goes, oh, God. No, I'm not eating that. Jeez.
Five, six, seven, eight. Fantastic. Yeah. Eight.
All right. So on a 7 and 9, the keeper is going to give you a worse outcome, a hard choice, or a price to pay.
Okay.
So you come running at this, like, T-Rex creature and... it hears the noise you're making and it like turns its head to look towards like in your direction and it starts moving in, but then it stops and you hear clanking behind you and you look and Falco is banging the side of their van with like jumper cables or something like that and just trying to get this thing's attention because Falco also saw the sign from Janine and thought, hey, that's something you need to do.
I'm distracting.
So if you want to keep this T-Rex's attention focused on you, you need to roll protect someone.
Okay.
I was going to say, it's your contested role to see who's more distracting.
Yeah, no, who's more annoying? Roll off.
Oh, no. Okay, well, I can't use my unholy strength for this. Time. Okay. Oh, boy. Oh, I'm sorry, Falco. Oh, okay. It is once again an 8. That's where I live today.
Okay. That's wonderful. So on a 7+, you protect them okay, but you'll suffer some or all of the harm they were going to receive.
So tell me,
how do you protect Falco in this moment?
Well, I almost feel that like she's not actively trying to protect him. She's genuinely upset that he's trying to do the distraction when they very clearly discussed this with Janine. So I think just Reno has just gotten close to him as like now the like what can be seen. Hey, okay, so I know you're new here too, but there is a chain of command.
I wasn't even over there when you all were talking. I just saw the sign. What?
How do you know the sign?
I mean, it's a pretty obvious sign.
I don't believe you. What's your deal? like she's just like, what's your deal?
You hear the booming noise of each step of the T-Rex coming in after you.
I'll get to you in a second. One sec.
it's starting to get really big. Did you have a plan? Like, what are we going to do? Like, how was my plan.
You ruined my plan. I was going to run and then keep running. Now I'm standing.
And the T-Rex reaches behind and, like, bites on Reno and just lifts you up in its mouth. So I want you to take 4 harm?
Oh no. Okay. That's everything. Because she still had 3 from before that never healed up.
Okay. Moth, you have prepped an option for this. Would you like to do something?
Yes. So she'll be watching this entire scene of fucking stupidity. I'm a Disney Marvel! And then I'll go back and I'm just going, God's above. Okay, right. All right. She'll tap out her cigarette, put it behind her ear, and she will, you know. Well, she'll probably have prepped us already, so she'll open the suitcase. Da-da-da-da-da. This goes in here, this goes in there, and she will line up the shot, and she'll shoot her sniper rifle at it.
All right.
I burned a luck for this.
All right, so I'm going to have it be a protect someone instead of kick some ass because I think that makes more sense.
Yeah. Oh, if it was protect someone, I'd be great. Oh, right? Never mind.
So on a 10+, you choose an extra effect. You suffer little harm. All impending danger is now all focused on you. You inflict harm on the enemy or you hold the enemy back.
All danger is on me. Come on. Like, this is what I live for.
Okay. So I think instead of Reno taking the harm, it's just like kind of like had its mouth up like it was gonna like eat you and like fling you up in the air. And then Moth takes this shot, and like the sound of a gun is louder than any noise that either of you were making. And so the T-Rex stops and like closes its mouth and looks towards where Moth is. And
she'll wave.
Reno, tell me high or low. High? Okay. You fall on the T-Rex. So like as you're coming down, you just land and cling yourself to one of these horns on its head. And it just starts marching towards Moth, just not caring about Falco, not caring about you. It is going to the sound of the gunshot.
That's a pretty good distraction.
Yeah. I'm very Janine, everybody is distracted now, leaving you with a clear and open way into the observatory.
Is the door open?
No, the door to the observatory is closed.
Okay. Sorry, I was misread. Clear way. Okay. As soon as Janine gave the signal to Reno, without waiting to see what Reno actually... I guess she would sort of wait to see what Reno does because, like, the attention has to be drawn before she moves. But she takes off sprinting straight line towards the observatory. And when she reaches it, she's gonna do that thing you do when you run at a wall and then you just keep running up the wall can catch the lip of the roof of the observatory.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
All right.
Do you want to roll Act Under Pressure to see how well that works?
Unless
you have a move for that.
I can add to that top of your game, which is plus one ongoing for any non-combat feat of athletic prowess. So that'll make it a plus two. Which is good, because that makes it a seven.
All right. Worst outcome, hard choice, or price to pay. I think you do climb up just well. I think if anything, you know, this may seem kind of a lacking result, but I'd be guessing you'd probably be rocking fingerless gloves.
I know. I'm not sure she has gloves. She has like wrist protectors.
Gotcha. So,
yeah.
That's perfect. Because I think whenever you grab onto this like roof, you didn't anticipate that the shingles were so cheap. And so you get up there, but it's that hard like feeling of whenever you like rake your fingers on something rough. You're going to take a harm for that.
Okay. Alrighty.
But yeah, now you're on the roof or...
Okay.
Dangling from it or what have you.
All right. Yeah, she is... she's just going to pull herself up onto the roof. And is this section of it a flat roof, a sloped roof, or like a domed roof of the observatory itself? Should be going if it were possible for her to get to like the domed section that the light is coming out of, that's what she would go for. But if not, that's fine.
I think you could navigate your way there. Like it's kind of like a sloped roof, like leading to like a flat roof. And then that leads to the dome roof. And like there's like an area where there are like windows where you could like look down, or if you're inside the building, look up.
Okay.
Yeah.
She'll pull herself up onto the roof and just like flatten for a second and look back and take stock of the situation. Just in time to see Moth distract the T-Rex with a shot. Okay, good, because I didn't bring a bucket. And then she will stand up and continue on her way towards the domed roof with the aperture of of the observatory.
Yeah. You get to the dome and you can look inside, and what you see is there is a tall sort of gangly man with kind of old, ripped up, kind of well-worn clothes, I should say, that look like they belong to a different era. And, you know, he's got these kind of long whiskers on his cheeks. Some people would call him mutton chops even.
Mm-hmm. Some people would.
And, yeah, he is standing at the control panel. And he has some kind of strange device hooked into it.
All right. And the beam, can I see what's creating the beam of light?
I would think you need to investigate a mystery for that.
Okay. I'll totally do that. And then I will ask, what kind of creature is it? No, I won't.
I mean, I can tell you right now, you assume it's a guy.
Yeah. I'm all right. Oh my God. That is another 7.
All right. On a 7 to 9, hold one.
But you're so greedy. What can it do? What can hurt it? What was it going to do with being concealed here? 100%. What was it going to do? What the hell is this guy doing?
You can kind of guess. You're not tech savvy in any way that I can.
No, argue. No, she's not.
Yeah, you can kind of guess that this, whatever device he has plugged into this control panel, is causing the observatory to act as some kind of beam, or, you know, maybe a signal, but you don't really know.
Okay. So as far as she can tell, the beam just looks like it's like maybe sort of a light signal. It doesn't seem to be like melting anything or anything like that, as far as she can see. I guess what I'm saying is she could assume that it's basically just light.
It's light and it's some kind of energy, but you're not okay. Really sure. It's nothing you've encountered before.
Yeah, she wouldn't be familiar with that. All right. She's filing that information away to describe it to Moth, who maybe can figure out something more. All right. All right. In fact, did we exchange phone numbers yet? Not sure we did.
No, we didn't do anything like that.
Okay. Then she's just mentally filing it away. All right. All right. Just gonna take a look back at the scene. The scene with the others and what does she see happening over there at this point?
Yeah. So what is it that we're seeing? Okay, there we go. Sorry, I clicked out of my screen. Yeah, so Moth, you're seeing this massive eyeless horned T-Rex marching its way towards you.
Take another shot off?
Yeah, absolutely. I was going to say, you also may notice Reno is stuck to the side of its head.
Yeah, that's a hard problem. Ooh, that's a 9.
All right, on a 7 to 9, you and the creature exchange harm. Remind
okay,
me
well,
what your health is right now.
3.
3?
Harm.
3 you have left, or you've taken 3?
I've taken 3. I have 4 left.
Okay. Yeah, so
I'm assuming this thing does 4 harm when it bites us.
It does, yes.
Well, I do 4 harm when I shoot it, so we're equal.
That's fair.
Oh wait, no, but I have armor. I have 2 armor.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, because it's going to move in open mouthed and it's going to try to eat you.
Okay. I would like to You know what? Moth is actually gonna stay exactly where she's sitting and just line up the shot and shoot it again. Like that's how the exchange of harm goes. So like She doesn't move. She's just like, okay, 3, 2, 1, bang, as it moves them to bite her.
Okay.
Can I try to help out?
What did you roll, Nye?
A 9? I rolled a 9, yeah. It's exchange of harm. So I do 4 harm. It does 4 harm. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if Reno, if you want to help out, then yeah, you could get that to a 10.
Yeah. Okay. Is there a specific? Okay, where is it? Where did I put 2? Yeah, we didn't do a whole lot of helping out last season.
No.
Okay, 6, 7, 8. What is happening?
Is that another 8?
That's another 8.
Loaded dice.
But I'm using different ones. I have 6 different dice.
They're all loaded. They're all loaded.
Ah, okay.
Can Janine, in turn, try to help Reno?
Oh, I like that.
The link of help.
Is that legal, Ray?
Well, do you get give plus 2 whenever you help
out? I do.
Okay, I gotta ask how.
Yelling, hey, monster! Over here!
But that would be help. Wouldn't that help me not?
Oh. Well, yeah.
You've got to help Reno help out me.
Well, Reno's plan was
hey,
to try
monster,
to, like,
look at the little creepy girl.
There we go,
plan
yeah.
Was to try to kick at its eye. To try to, like, that way it's a little less focused and it maybe it doesn't, like, do as much harm to moth or, you know, maybe.
Oh, it doesn't have eye.
Oh, it doesn't have an eye. All right.
It has gills, though.
Yeah, kicking in the
gills probably hurt.
If not, that's okay. This is just
no. Hey, that works. Because on a 7 to 9, you grant them +1, but you also expose yourself to trouble or danger. So I think you start messing with its gills. So at the last minute, like, it kind of turns its head.
Oh, wait, I had no shoes on. This is barefoot kicking in your gills.
Let's. So, Moth, you have a 10 now. What are you going to take for your extra effect?
More harm. I want to do 5 harm to this thing. I don't care if I take damage.
I love it. Yeah, okay. So let me do the math on that.
Just a wet squelch. Kick, kick, kick.
Okay. So yeah, you you get off the shot and I think you hit like a critical area and it cries out. But Avrino's kicking, it just like spins and will like try to get you like peeling off of its face body.
Ah.
And then whenever it does, it's going to smack you with its tail. And you're going to get 3 harm as you are flung at
Reno?
Moth.
Yeah. Okay. Ah! Good. She's still
and then Moth, you take this Reno projectile. And you're also going to take 3 harm.
So it's down to 1 harm?
Yes, it's down to 1 harm for you.
Okay. So I am now unstable.
Ah, flack. Hey.
She'll like, I do like the idea if she's, because part of the armor is battlefield awareness. So can she like catch her like she's a baseball?
Yes.
Like has to drop the rifle. It's like, oh, geez.
Like
a really hard thrown, like, yeah, volleyball.
Yeah, and then you're just, like, knocked on your ass out there.
Yeah. Like, I'm cradling her. Like, I've got her in my arms, but it's just like, oh, okay.
Good catch.
Yeah.
I'm a little messed up.
I was volleyball queen for a while there. Anyway, right, let's go. Okay.
Yeah. It's not going well.
Please stop bleeding on me. What is this? Come on.
No, it's still coming out. Sorry.
Yeah. Oh,
I'm trying.
Yeah, I know. Well, stop trying, all right?
Okay.
Jeez. And it's coming over to us again. Oh, for fuck's sake. Okay, right. Bye. Fine. Okay, well, you want us to keep going, Ray, or you want to cut back to anyone? Because we can keep going. I got
we
more.
We can do this forever.
I know. Janine.
I think seeing things starting to pretty dramatically go south for her teammates here. Janine mutters, fucking hell, you're the ones who are supposed to know what you're doing. And then bellows at the top of her voice, hey, monster, over here. And She's going to wait until it looks her direction, wave at it, and drop through the portal of the observatory into the floor below, making sure the dinosaur sees her do it.
Well, I mean, the dinosaur doesn't have eyes.
Oh.
So it hears you yell at it.
That's
actually
she realizes this as she drops to the floor of the falling down,
like, oh shit.
Give me a luck roll, and then I'll need an act under pressure to make sure you don't break your ankles when you drop.
Even for someone who has many years of experience professionally, I mean, jumping from high places and rolling when she hits the ground.
Yeah, because stunt people still land wrong.
Okay. Luck roll.
Just get your combat plus one.
Sounds like a PSA thing there. Stunt people always can still land wrong. Remember, kids, don't do stunts unless you're fully trained.
And even if you do, you could really hurt yourself. Like, it is a crime that they don't give out Oscars to stunt people.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Sorry. And with luck, it's half the amount of luck you have left rounded down. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's a 9.
Okay. I think when you start yelling, like, Falco sees that and is like, yeah. And hops into his van and starts it up. And then just lays his hand on the horn, which I can't hum it out due to copyright reasons, but it is the Imperial Death March. Falco just starts driving around in circles in the parking lot, and this T-Rex like stops like moving in on Reno and Moth and starts following this van. And, you know, we get the scene of Falco, like, looking inside of his rearview mirror, like, must go faster. Obligatory. So now you're going to drop in through the portal.
Yep.
Of the roof. Yeah, right? Yep. So give me a act under pressure for that.
Okay. That's a 6. No, wait. That's No, that's a 7. That's another 7. Jesus Christ. 5 plus 2 is 7.
All right. So you drop from this and like, you know how to fall, but you still fall imperfectly.
Yeah. And there's like equipment and stuff below here.
Yeah. And I think whenever you roll, you feel like you roll your ankle or something. But you do hear something snap and you're going to take 2 harm.
All right. One of that is negated by armor.
Yeah.
All right.
Your shin guards.
Yes.
The only thing saving your shins.
Yeah.
But yeah, you fall in. And the kind of ruckus you make whenever you fall, the man at the console hears that and turns around and looks at you. And it's like, Oh, hello there. Are you a part of the natural response, I suppose?
I'm Janine. I'm here to stop you. And she sort of brandishes her hockey stick in a way that she hopes is menacing.
Oh, that's amusing. This hockey stick is certainly a new one for me, but I can definitely handle that. And he takes off his overcoat and starts rolling up his sleeves.
I think she's going to back up slightly and glance around to see if there's something, if there's like some higher ground she can get to here, like a table or a desk or a bench of some sort.
I think there might be benches and chairs there, but it's pretty sparse. And I say this as somebody who's never been to an observatory, so I don't know what the big domed room would look like, but I would think it would be pretty.
Probably so.
Sparse.
They normally keep, like, at least from the ones I've been to, they normally keep all like the sitting areas on the outside. Cause like There's two rooms. There's the room just outside the actual place with the big telescope, and then there's like the room with the telescope. And if you want to sit down, you just like go out that room and sit down and then go back in. Because you're right, there's not a lot of rooms. Yeah. They keep all the... But it's not like... You just like... You can get out unless he's locked the door. I don't know.
Okay, yeah, I mean, I guess the question then is there... If there's anything that she can get to in a couple of strides, she'll do that. If not, not going to worry about it.
Yeah, I don't think there is.
Okay. All right. And doors. What's the door situation? Is there more than one door?
I think there's one door leading in and out. There might be like an emergency exit on the other side.
Okay.
For zoning purposes, but
indeed. All right. So there's this guy who's rolling up his sleeves. There is a device plugged into the control panel.
Yeah, and I should say it's a pretty small, like it's like a handheld device.
Okay.
It might look like an old PDA.
Okay. I honestly think she's just taking a defensive stance. Because right now, like, this just looks like a weird old guy who's, like, rolling up his sleeves. And she's gonna just kind of wait and see what he's going to do.
Yeah. So let's go ahead and turn back to Reno and Moth. You're watching as this van is driving around in circles in the parking lot. And it's just being followed by this giant eyeless, armless T-Rex.
Did like legit like this is where Moth now says like I fucking hate working with amateurs. Okay, right, Reno, how badly are you hurt? Tell me now.
I keep passing out.
Right. Okay. Well,
I'm a little limp. Is my bucket? Did you bring my bucket?
No, I brought a first aid kit. Now roll over. She'll like literally like lay her down. And she'll be gentle about it. Right. Just sit tight. All right.
Okay. I miss my blood.
That's an 11.
Huh?
So I'm using medic. You have a full first aid kit and the training to heal people. When you do first aid, roll plus cool. On a 10 plus, the patient is stabilized and healed for 2 harm.
And use the special one that's just for me, right?
Yeah, of course I did. Of course I did.
Okay, I'm going to sit up. Okay. Thank you. You're okay. You're not a complete jerk.
I gotta ask, last season it was Hello Kitty Band-Aids. What are the Band-Aids this time?
Like really cheap brown ones.
I try to sneak ones in, but they keep removing them.
Yep.
Yeah, I got Pac-Man ones.
I love Pac-Man.
And Bluey's.
No. This is my first aid kit. Get your Pac-Man and Hello Kitty out here.
I heard Hello Kitties are very good and extra healing for some reason.
I would argue Bluey ones would be better because you know he's a blue healer.
Puns. Okay, I'm still a little beat up though. Okay,
just wait, sit Bob, tight,
did
you okay.
Did I make that pun in my head?
I think you did, darling, because I've got no idea what you're talking about.
Okay, do you want me to... Okay, now I try to heal you. I have no training.
No, please not try and heal me. I'm fine. Okay. Right, okay. She'll pull out her shotgun. Yeah, looks like we're going to have to do this the hard way then. Okay, right. Do I have enough actions or do you mean to wait for this thing to do something?
No. In fact, you're probably hearing Falco like yelling out the window. It's like, I've got it distracted, but I need some help.
Jesus.
I will also judge him. What does that guy think he is?
So Moth is going to charge at this thing.
I love it. Yeah.
And like Luke Skywalker with the big four-legged ones is well, but instead of a grappling hook, she's just going to run under it and shoot it in the chin with the shotgun.
I love this. Roll me some kick some ass.
Yeah. That's an 8.
All right. On a 7 to 9, you inflict harm to each other. So how much harm does that do?
3. And it's messy.
Ooh.
It's close, though, but I feel like what people don't understand that like, shotguns do actually have range. Mm-hmm. Like, so, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm quite well aware of that. Yeah, so you get this, like, you action slide, like, right under this, and you give it a literal belly full of lead.
Mm-hmm.
And it cries out and just stomps the ground. And I think with your battlefield awareness, like, you slip out of it just like right from being completely squashed by this thing. Mm-hmm. And then it whips you with its tail and it sends you sprawling. Yeah. So you'll take another 3 harm.
So now down to 1 harm.
Yeah.
Exchanging harm is still affected by armor. Cool.
Yep.
That's fine.
Yep. I always just tell you the harm and I'll let you decide the armor on your end.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And then, she'll just like pick herself up. Like, it's pump action, so she just go and
Does she do the Linda Hamilton?
Yeah,
where she
one-handed,
like,
of course. Yeah.
Oh my god!
Of course. Yeah. This is season 3 now, motherfuckers.
Yep, you all done with the sad boys. Now we're playing the mean girls.
Exactly.
That's a T-shirt right there.
Yeah.
No more sad boys, only mean girls.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Rena, is there anything you want to do in this instance?
In all honesty, she's just got healed up. She's not sure if there's much she can do that would not involve her getting eaten. I have a question. She saw where Janine went, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think she'd actually try to kind of quietly, like, Moth's got this. I'm going to go see how Janine's doing. Also, I'm just kind of sick of being beaten up by this T-Rex thing.
Who is
it? I'm going to go get beaten up whatever's in there.
Yeah. Let's switch this up.
Do you have pretty natural speed? I can't remember.
No. Not yet, anyway.
Not yet. Oh, my gosh. Pretty natural speed with flying.
Yeah, yeah.
So you just fill up your head, then like open up a mouth and just yeah. Anyways, roll me act under pressure.
All right. If it's an 8, I'm leaving. Oh no. Okay. I got my wish, but it is a 3. I'm gonna mark that experience for closer to flight now, everybody.
Yeah, I think.
Oh no, I got lost.
No, I have something much more sad. So you're watching this T-Rex and you're waiting for your moment and you see Moth opens up this perfect opportunity for you.
Yeah.
And you dash out and then we cut to Falco, who is looking over his shoulder to see what's going on with the T-Rex.
Oh no.
And he turns at the last minute and he just sees these little space buns in front of his car. And then you hear and you get hit with the car. For 1 damage. Because he did slam on the brakes at the last minute.
Hey, this guy's not joining our team. And she slides down the car.
Do you go splat on the windshield? Like,
oh, yeah. Get,
like,
she
not
is,
splat, but just like
yeah,
you know.
She is like extra.
It.
Yeah, she's stickier than she should be. So there's definitely kind of a wet stonk and then a smear down.
It's like one of those like stretchy hands that like you stick to stuff and just.
She's a wacky wall walker.
I love it.
Oh.
All right, Janine. So you've taken up this defensive stance with your your field hockey stick. Mm-hmm. And he has taken like kind of like that old boxer style where he's got both fists up. And he's standing there like also waiting, watching and waiting for you to do something.
Okay. I think in that sort of pause while they're sizing each other up, all of a sudden there's a tremendous bellow from outside as Moth shoots the T-Rex again. And Janine's gonna say, Yeah, you hear that? That's my friends. That's the reinforcements. They're out there and they're gonna kill your monster. You better get out there and save it.
Why would I want to do that? It's doing its job.
Does he take his eyes off of Janine at any point?
No.
No. Okay.
And I think in this moment you might notice something very odd. He doesn't blink.
Okay. All right. Janine's had such a bad day. There's so many creepy people in it. All right. I mean, that was her gambit. She doesn't have another one. She's just kind of going to shrug and swing her hockey stick at his head.
All right. roll kick some ass.
All right. Despite all appearances, this is my best stat. That is unbelievably a, I believe, fourth seven in a row. Maybe wow. A fifth seven in a row. 1 + 4 + 2.
What is
It's different combinations every time.
Yeah, that's what's hilarious.
That's great.
But good. I finally broke that, so I believe in you.
Yeah, hey, maybe something. Uh-huh. Maybe something
you can,
will
you
break
can roll
loose.
A 3-2 if you believe in yourself.
Yeah. So, how much harm does your hockey stick do?
It does. First time we've used it. What does it do? It is 2 harm hand messy.
Okay. So, yeah. So you swing it. This individual, and he takes the hit and he goes, ah, and he like grabs your stick before you can pull it away and sort of like redirects it and just pushes it hard into your gut, returning to harm back at you.
All right. That's certainly what he tries to do, but because Janine has the athlete ability, the flyer, when you kick some ass, you can always choose to take 1 less harm in addition to whatever other options you have from the roll. You're just not in the way of the attack. So she also has 1 armor. So she just backs just barely out of the way of the stick as he tries this maneuver.
Oh, well, isn't that a fancy trick?
Yeah, and I've got more where that came from.
I can't wait to see. You know, anytime we come and do this sort of thing, it's always fascinating to see what comes up. Some kind of natural defense mechanism.
What do you mean every time you do that? Bring random monsters into a town? Minding its own business. Yeah, I hope people would mount defenses against that, you pretentious jerk.
Oh, the creatures are just... It's just for a bit of fun. A little distraction while I do the important things.
Well, you're not gonna do any more important things today, mister. Because I'm here to defend my adopted town.
You're thinking too small, darling. It's not just the town I want. It's your whole world. And you should be grateful.
So at this point, they both still have hold of the stick, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Janine's gonna try to do that. I don't know what this is called. That martial arts move where you sort of use your momentum, like diving forward while you've like grappled with somebody to carry them backwards and while you try to flip over them.
Okay, yeah, I know what you're talking about. I don't know what the name of it is.
I don't know either. Yeah.
Roll kick some ass.
All right. And I think she's... But before I roll, what she's really trying to do here rather than hurt him is at least one of get her, like wrest her stick out of his grasp. And get so that she's between him and the device.
Okay. Then in that case, I'd say act under pressure.
Okay.
If you're not trying to hurt him.
Yeah. And I guess this is, this is still in combat. So I don't think the other thing applies probably. All right.
Yeah, no, this is still in combat.
Yeah. That's better. That's a 10.
Yeah, you do it without an issue. So what does this look like?
Janine is very tall. And you said this guy's pretty gangly too. but they've both like got a hold of the stick kind of at their like waists, and she just like pulls back for a moment, pulling on the stick so that he'll instinctively pull back on the stick. He's trying to lean back for a second, and then she will quickly change her direction and push off, sort of essentially looks like she's trying to like jump towards his shoulders almost. She like jumps towards him, still holding on to the stick as he's starting to lean backwards to carry herself sort of over him, so they almost change positions.
Okay. I think you do it flawlessly. And I'm sorry, did you say he fell on his back?
It would be sorry, I'm thinking physics. Yeah, unless he's like very good at recovering from this sort of thing, he would just kind of land on his back.
Yeah, I think he lands on his back, and as it you take position between him and whatever this device is, he kind of like rolls himself back up and to a standing position. He says, "Oh, you're quite different from the usuals. Yes, I was expecting, you know, this being where we are, I was expecting guns blazing and some lunatic with a shotgun, but a stick, it's really refreshing. It's different. It's new.
I hate him so much."
"But now I think you should really stop what you're doing and leave. And I need you to make a cool roll for me."
I bet you do. That's a 5.
So Janine, even though you have just gained the upper hand in this situation, whenever he says that, you feel something kind of take over you. And you know, it's a really good idea. Like, why are you risking your life right now? You're a stunt person. And you don't know anything about dinosaurs or monsters or aliens or whatever. You know, you drive your car around, you do deliveries. Like, this isn't you. And you can feel your body start to leave the facility. Let's check back in with Moth.
I mean, I'm firing another round. Like, that's just a given.
Yeah, okay. I was going to say, yeah, you are on... Like, you've rolled off to the side of the T-Rex, so if you want to kick some ass, roll kick some ass.
9 again. I think they got 9 again. I don't know. But it's 9.
Okay. Then, yeah, if nobody else wants to... If Reno doesn't want to help out...
Reno could try to help. If she's fully separated herself from the front grill of the truck.
Yeah, oh yeah.
she could try to help. Okay, I'll roll help out first and we'll see if that helps.
Yeah, we'll see how this works.
Oh, okay, that's 12, baby. Finally.
All right. Let's see here. On a 10 plus, you choose an extra effect. You suffer little harm. All impending danger is now focused on you. You inflict harm on the enemy or you hold the enemy back. What do you want to do?
I think she would just be helping inflict harm upon the enemy. I get like just trying to, if that would make, you know, like combine with Moth.
That makes sense. I would think. So you notice like as you're like looking through the back of the van, because you have a clear shot straight through it.
Clear shot.
Yeah. Of a view. And you see that it is like focused on Moth. And Moth is like raising her shotgun, and you can see that this thing is moving in to consume her. And I think we get a really interesting move from you. Like your head kind of inflates and then your body like flips over the top of the van. And you just propel yourself like just this large open mouth flying through the air.
Yeah.
And you just take a huge bite out of its flank.
Yeah.
And as it turns its head, it exposes the perfect spot for Moth. And I'm going to assume, Moth, you're going to do extra harm?
Of course.
Yeah. So you see the critical spot in its throat and you squeeze off a shot with your shotgun and like it goes through and blood and viscera like rain down on you. And this creature kind of stops and it slumps and falls to the ground.
She'll take out her cigarette from behind her ear, relight it. Well, that was fun.
Is it done?
I can already eat the body.
Is it done?
Yeah, it's
okay, I get two more.
It's dead, darling. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, because I can't take it much more. I can't. If it flips me again, okay, 1 second. Okay. All right. I think actually, this is not bad.
Okay. Right.
That was a good shot. Ugh.
Thank you, darling. Right. We better go inside and make sure that the newbie isn't dead.
So as you say this and you all approach the front, the doors open and Janine steps out. And then maybe just a beat later, the sky beam turns off.
Ah, you did it, Janine.
Yeah, good work, Lex.
Yeah. Reno at this point is just both slick with black blood and then the T-Rex. What color the inside?
I don't remember if we have ever established what color it bleeds, but let's go with purple.
Yeah, you know what? That's odd because I was going to go purple too. So it's just like this, like her hair, her one bun is just like undone and she's just like dripping stuff behind. Janine, you did it. I need a new sweatshirt.
I don't think I'm supposed to be here. I'm not cut out for this kind of work. I'm going home.
What?
Oh, sweetheart, we're well past that point.
Is there a way to notice this, like that something's a little off with Janine?
I think.
Like a roll or like?
Yeah, roll investigate a mystery.
As that Reno is in human form, would her nose be helpful in any way?
Yes.
Oh, fantastic. She gets an extra die. She gets a plus one. Okay. And this is, what am I doing again? Investigate mystery. Yeah, okay. Sorry. That is 10 with the one.
Hey, you get to ask two questions.
Okay. I mean, I'm going to bring them up here. I'm too busy sniffing to remember what the questions are. Okay. Okay. So I just think everyone's like, wait a second. And almost like holds Moth back, which is a very bold move for her, but she's very focused right now. She's like, and she goes like up to Janine.
You pick up on the scent of like almost a pheromone that is very inhuman.
I think her first question is, what happened here? What is this? What happened? I think she's saying that loud. What happened here? What happened?
You can definitely pick up that somebody has been messing with her in some form or way.
And I guess, yes. Okay. And also, what sort of creature is this? Who could do this? Who has those pheromones? Am I familiar with them?
You are not. But it definitely seems to be the essence of a creature. And as this happens, a man walks out of the observatory and he's got his jacket like slung over his shoulder and he's got this device in his other hand and he is putting it into his pocket and he says, oh, well, there is more of you now, that seems. Well, very good job cleaning up this and taking out that monster. I suppose I should be on my way.
Points the shotgun, ma'am. Yeah, sunshine, that's not happening. Where are you going?
Oh, now this is certainly more familiar. I'm going wherever the fuck I want to go. I have a bigger mission here.
I shoot him.
Before you do, I want you to roll cool for me.
That's a 12.
Okay.
Holy shit.
My God.
3 plus 3 on cool.
Yeah.
All right. I want you to roll I want you to roll kick some ass, but okay. Just so I know, like, if you get the plus, because you definitely have a flat footed.
That'd be an 8.
Okay. So you don't get the extra, like, harm, but you definitely, like, pull this trigger and his head explodes out. Only there's no blood. It's more of like something has been keeping a corpse going for a long time. And out from his head is just an explosion of yellow gas. And the body falls to the ground. And this yellow gas just starts going out into the night. And it floats off and off and off.
Welcome to the agency, Janine.
And next time on $2 Creature Feature.
It's the noise Janine makes.
We will Reno's see
absolutely
you all
still
sniffing.
Yeah.
We will see you all next time.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
I don't. I think. Joel. Sorry. Sorry. Oh. Point of order. You got the knife in the part in the start of the last time we started recording.
I believe
so. Folks
yeah.
haven't. Right, but we're not using the audience audio. Has the yeah the audience hasn't heard you find the knife.
Yeah, I Although have a knife now.
Like, I do like that. Just like, put that down.
Yeah. That was the joke I was leaning into, Laura. Is like literally like put that down. Yeah.
Ah.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Okay, sorry.
No, it's okay.
Joel says I have free reign, except for the katana. I respect that.
Yeah, that katana looks really authentic. I mean, that's definitely going to not collapse instantly in a fight.